I can stand here tonight and tell you that's my heart tonight. It's my heart desire, Brother Fred, that each and every one will go to heaven tonight. And if they want to go, they can. But the Bible says, Brother Junior Ruggles, they must do one thing. They must repent, Brother John Fortner, and be born again. And I'm not talking about no natural birth, brothers. Brother John Boland, I want to tell you about a spiritual birth that'll take place. There'll come a time in your life when you'll get down the lowest you've ever been, Brother Junior. But bless God, when you get down there, He's right there with you. He said, I'll never leave you, Brother Greg, and I'll never forsake you. When the waters of this world, Brother Lon, is raging around you, ain't you glad you got a comfort this evening, Brother Junior? I'm glad I got the greatest comfort tonight, brothers, that man can't buy it in this world. If this world wanted it, Brother Greg, they could have it. But they need to quit their foolish ways, brothers. The Bible says, Jesus said, if you believe in me, believe also in God. For in my Father's house there's many mansions, Brother Terry. You know, I'm going to a place. You know, one of these days I'm going to a place, Brother Terry. And I'm not going out for a little while, brothers. I'm going out for eternity, Brother Junior.
Amen.
There's a place God made for His children that you can go and you can live out forever, Brother Terry. You'll never have a heartache. Burns is not welcome in that city, brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, last week when I wanted to come down here last week, but I got sick and I laid down on my bed in the hospital a Wednesday night. And you know what came to my mind, brothers? A little verse just came to my mind, plain as I was sitting there. It says, oh ye of little faith, brothers.
Helping God with
when you can't, when you think God can't do something, brothers, you're badly fooled.
Yeah.
It might not come on your time, but when He sees fit, brothers, it'll come. But most of all, I'm waiting on a change, brother. I'm not waiting for eternal salvation, brothers.
No.
I've already been found worthy of it, brothers.
Yeah.
Some of you might get mad at me, but that's the way I feel.
Life
I believe that night when I fell on my knees, brothers, He said He breathed into the life of Adam and into the nostrils and he became a living soul. Brother, I'm going to preach here tonight. 12 years ago when I fell on my knees, brothers, and I repented, He made me a living soul, Brother Terry Bryan.
Yeah.
He gave me something that the world couldn't. This natural man you see is fading away, brothers, but there's a man on the inside, brothers, that's getting stronger.
He never died.
And that man on the inside, he'll never die, brother. He'll live forever and forever.
That's exactly right.
In that place over there, children, if you want it tonight, you can obtain it, brothers.
Yes, sir, Brother David.
There's only one thing that'll knock you out of heaven, brothers, and I'm going to preach here tonight. It'll be your own unbelief.
Amen.
Because I believe in that God will come to every man and He'll come to every woman, Brother Terry Bryan. They'll never be able to say when they stand before Him, say, Lord, I was never told about you. Somewhere down life's way, children, the Lord will send a preacher, brothers, and He'll visit you somewhere, brothers, along the way. I've never found nowhere to turn back, Brother Greg. And I'm not looking for none. The Bible tells me if I take hold of the plow and look back, I'm not neither will I enter into the kingdom of heaven, brothers. This brother, this way, this morning, this evening, brother, it's a narrow way, brothers. Bible says, straight is the gate and narrow the way that leads home. Not everybody on this highway tonight is going to get there, brothers.
Live wilt never tried it, brother.
The Bible, you know, sometimes, you know, I sit and I read the Bible and I think about what He said. He said, I'm the first and I'll be the last. He said, I give you breath and you live, Brother Junior. I'll take it and you surely die.
Absolutely, brother.
You don't have the promise tonight, children, of getting out of this church house, brothers.
He could
come just like that in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, brothers. He could come. But the greatest thing you can say when He comes, say, Lord, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
Amen.
I can stay, you know, I believe tonight when I can't stay no longer, Brother Junior, He'll take me home.
Amen.
I'm on that belief that before you leave this world, I believe the good Lord will show you, Brother Terry, your future home.
I believe that, Brother David.
You might say, young man, how you believe that? I've been around the hospitals, brothers, too much.
Watch them die.
And we go in and see them old brothers and sisters, and they look in and say, I see angels are coming.
Yeah.
Brother Junior, the Holy Spirit filled that room, and they said that. You know, one time we were down Central Baptist, and they had a woman that lived over in Knott County. Her daughter called me and wanted me to come out and see her, and As me and another brother from down home in the center, she asked me, she said, "Brother Dave, before you leave here," she said, "will you sing a song and hold prayer?" And I said, "Well," I said, "I'll let this other brother sing." And she said, "No, there's a song I want you to sing." She said, "I want you to sing, I wonder if my children will be there, brothers. They've been a many moms and many dads left this world, Brother Junior. The last thing they told their kids, they said, 'Kids, get ready and come and see me, Brother Harvey.' And you know, when we got off our feet, we walked in that room, I shut the door behind us. When we got up off our knees and we started singing, I bet there's 50 people in that room, brothers. There's a young girl came to me and told me, she said, I don't know your name, but she said, I was on the other side of the hospital. She said, I've been down here at Lexington for about 15 years. She said, my mom and dad grew me up in the old Ragler Baptist, and she said, I never thought I'd hear that sound no more. Children, God bless you. There's a sound going out tonight, Brother Junior. He said, I'm glad I know his voice. He said, if you mind, he said, my sheep know my voice tonight, children. Ain't you glad, Brother Junior, you can feel him tonight? I'm glad when I get down in the valley, brothers, he's right there. When I get down the heartache, he's right there. He made me a promise that the world can't take from me. The world ain't got a thing, Brother Greg Lewis, that entices me tonight. They can have everything they want, but just give me Jesus. Jesus to take you somewhere, children, the world can't. Jesus to take you to heaven and the world lead you to hell, brothers. I believe that. He said, the Bible says, look, there'll come a time when they won't endure sound doctrine, brothers. We're living in that time right now, brothers. If you get up and preach the Bible, there are brothers that want to set you down and get up and say, well, I need to correct him on something, brothers. Yeah. If God don't bless a man to preach, you ought to take a seat, brothers.
Amen.
I believe that.
I believe he knows it, too.
And I want each and every one to know in this house tonight, I love you. But I love you with an actual, I don't love you with a natural love, brothers. I love you with a spiritual love.
Born to that, brother.
And the Bible says, how do you know, Brother Fred, you pass from death unto life? Because you have love for the brother, Brother Terry. Uh-huh. I've got a love down in my heart for you, brothers, that'll never die, Brother Greg.
Amen.
And when I leave, you know, yesterday morning, me and my other sister I lived beside of yesterday would have been my mom's 61st birthday, and Me and her went up to the cemetery and we put some happy birthday balloons on her grave, and we got ready to go, and the call come that one of my mother's sisters had passed away. You know what came to my mind, Brother Terry? What celebrating they're doing in heaven this morning. Before we got ready to go, I told her, I said, Mom, happy birthday. I'm glad, Brother Terry, I can tell her that. But I know she's resting this morning.
Early.
She's resting from her labor. The Bible says the souls of those, they'll rest around the altar of God, Brother Terry, and he'll bring back the souls of those.
They're sleeping in paradise.
They're sleeping. Yeah. And he'll bring the souls back, and they'll be reunited, Brother Junior, with a body that sin can't be a part of, brothers.
Changed.
It'll be a changed body. The Bible says when we awaken his likeness, brothers, we'll be satisfied.
Job said,
hide me away in the grave, but Lord, on that great and noble resurrection morning, point me a time, Lord. Call my name, and when I answer, Brother Greg, I answer for myself and not another. They ain't a one in the world today, Brother Fred, I can answer for, and they're not nobody that can answer for me, brothers. But one thing about it, I'm waiting on homecoming day, brothers. I'm waiting on the great I am to come back. He said he would, Brother Junior. You know, man might not keep his promises, Brother Fred, but God said Jesus said he couldn't lie, brothers.
He never fails.
He said he'd never fail you.
There you go.
I might tell you tonight that I'll be somewhere tomorrow.
Something changed.
Something might happen. I can't be there. But one thing about it, God will be right there, brother.
God said you'd be there.
So I hope I've not said nothing to hurt nobody.
Right.